On the show today, we have CEO and founder of Spave. That would be Susan Langer. She is here talking about how they work with credit unions, helping members spend, save, and give back. And more specifically, she discusses generational purpose, how credit unions can deepen their connection with emerging consumers. Really good stuff here from Susan, so I hope you check it out. Hey, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Susan Langer from Spave. You're the CEO and founder of Spave, S-P-A-V-E, for those of you spelling online. Thank you so much for being here, Susan. We appreciate you taking the time out.
Oh, Mike, thank you so much for having me here. I'm delighted to be with your audience.
Well, thank you. We're delighted that you are here as well. And I just found out before we started recording that Spave is kind of joining the two words of spending and save together. So I found out, I learned something new today. So not bad for a Monday. So we're talking today about generational purpose, how Christians can deepen their connection with emerging consumers. So this is a top of mind for a lot of folks today. And also, I just discovered that you guys won Finovate Best of Show recently. Congratulations on that. Well done.
We did. That was a goal of ours. And I am so delighted that we actually achieved it. It was exciting for us to have our whole team there. I mean, everybody from our parent company and our team members. So it was an awesome win for us.
That's a pretty big deal these days. Yeah, because Finovate, they feature the best and the brightest. And so you guys top them all. So well done. So before we get started into the topic, though, let's find out, tell us a little bit about Spave. So give us the quick elevator speech, if you will.
Yeah, Spave is the first ever all-in-one financial wholeness solution with a unique focus on giving and inspiring social good. That's kind all of right. our mantra. It's all about connecting people with their spending so that they can use the things that they do really well to help them save and to give little by little without changing their lifestyle or their behavior. So they can still spend on themselves and have fun and have that latte and still help others and save for their future.
What? Hey, 'tis the season. So it sounds like a very holiday theme here we got going here. So how do you guys help credit unions deepen their connection with emerging consumers? Because there's a lot to this emerging consumers moniker, if you will. So tell us a little bit more about that, how you guys do that.
Yeah. So our research told us that 65% of millennials did not have a savings account. And I thought that was unbelievable.
That's a big number. Yeah,
it is. They were using their checking account, their debit card and Venmo as their savings. So that was kind of
okay.
We also discovered, and this isn't anything new, but that millennials, you know, are not fans of large institutions. They're more likely to give to local companies or to be part of a company that they could trust. So local and that aligns with their values. We also learned that these younger generations, they all grew up with technology and a phone in their hand. Oh, yeah. They're highly socially conscious and they buy products from companies that share their values. So looking at that and looking at credit unions, there was a complete alignment there. So that was a big reason. We also learned that 70% of Gen Z and millennials believe that a brand should have a purpose. And a recent study then in Forbes that we came across, it said that consumers or millennials are 4 to 6 times more likely to purchase products that have and that are championing social good. And so we know that credit unions align with their community and giving back to their community, and they're engaged with community outreach. So we knew that there was a perfect alignment with what we were doing with Spave and what credit unions were doing. And we knew that it would ring their bell. They only have, like, I think credit unions have 10% of the market share, but we want to help them grow that.
Well, thank you. Well, and they also want, not only that, they also want to get younger too. And so, like you said, this younger demographic really aligns with kind of the, I always kind of say it goes deeper than the transaction. So it's a deeper mission here that they're looking for. So this, you guys are spot on in this area. So what is it about purpose-driven companies that attract this younger demographic? And why should credit unions pay attention to this these days?
So we have done extensive research over the years, and everybody wants to have better balance with their finances, but they told us, show me that you know me and make me trust you. Yep. I want to know. I know what I want and I want it now. And whatever you do, don't make me work for it. And I want to know that I'm making a difference. And so that was super cool. And of course, a very important aspect of this too is that there is a massive transfer of wealth that's on the horizon, nearing, I think it's like around $70 trillion from boomer parents to their children and grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we believe that credit unions could play a significant role and could capture a large portion of this if played well and right with the right tools. There's a fantastic article on CNBC's website that talks about navigating the great wealth transfer. But we think that credit unions can be prepared and need to be prepared to provide simple and relevant financial tools to attract and engage this new generation of customers.
So, for sure. So I'm going to step back here a little bit, and this one's not on my question list. It just kind of came out of my brain just now. But so step back. I mean, is this kind of the reasoning why you started Spave? Because, I mean, obviously there's an obvious need here for sure. So how did you recognize this and then launch Spave in as a result of it?
Yeah. So at the time, I was marketing the nation's largest credit card portfolio, and we were seeing a surge of spending, a dearth of savings, and people wanting to give more. And I, at the same time, I had traveled to Africa, and I had met women micro entrepreneurs who were living in abject poverty, who were repaying their loans, their micro loans, at a 99% repayment rate. And I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
So I wanted to learn more, and I did, and I kept going back year after year, and discovered a lot of the principles of microfinance. But how could we use those micro payments to help people, you know, squirrel away little by little, little micro amounts, using what they do well? And it's also the psychology behind that, about appreciative inquiry and what to build on and help people leverage what they do well. Mm-hmm, and so that's how it all came about. And then, so we're thinking, okay, how can we engage their finances? And the technology wasn't available then. You would have been incrementally adding more to your credit card the way that I was thinking about it.
Right.
And so when I learned about Acorns, I was stop the car. You know, it's time now to do that.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I see the connection there for sure. And so, and getting back to the consumer out there, especially the younger demographics here, can you share with us other generational behaviors and perspectives as it relates to money that credit unions need to be aware of? Because I think they really need this, really needs to be top of mind, especially because I keep calling it a member succession plan. So because we always hear about the leader succession plan, hey, you got a plan for a new CEO or that type of stuff, but credit unions also need, and they're very well aware of it, but they also need to plan for the next generation of their membership or consumers, if you will. So share with us those behaviors and perspective as it relates to money that credit unions need to be aware of today.
So part of the planning around Spave also was like looking at different demographics. So we target millennials and younger generations, Gen Z, boomer women, and then Hispanics. Why all three of these? We know that their behaviors are very similar. They have their trajectory of spending is on the rise.
Okay.
They're not saving long-term for their future and retirement for different reasons. Mm-hmm, they're very socially conscious and aware, and they're very social, but all different, right? But it's more behavior. So people will say, well, what demographic are you going after? And I'll say, well, you know, it's not necessarily a demographic, but of course the younger generation, as I said, they're born with a phone in their hand and they do everything with their technology. Also, boomer women like myself, we learn about technology from our younger generation, our millennial children. Yeah. We also are supervisors and managers of them. And we go to them and ask them questions about their technology. So that's why, you know, you have to have a smartphone and you have to be conducting some kind of financial transaction, whether it's online banking. And you have to have what we call would be a propensity to give. You don't have to give with Spave, but that is our core, right? With a unique focus on giving and inspiring social good. Mm-hmm. And so understanding, you know, with the credit unions, understanding those behaviors and the ways that people engage with their finances and giving them then the tools to do it. Mm-hmm. Credit unions, it depends on their size, right? Whether they're like MSU Federal Credit Union, I mean, they had an innovation lab or have an innovation lab. They have a dedicated commitment to innovation. They have a foundation, but not all credit unions have that. And they don't have the ability or the resources to build and maintain this kind of technology. So we engage with the credit unions that are looking for new technologies to better engage this younger generation, understanding the same things. And so if they're looking for that, we can help them with that. So why is it beneficial to credit unions? So Spave allows credit unions to increase card swipes, because once you start seeing your savings take place and your savings is going up little by little, and then you're giving to organizations and you get that feedback, oh, because of you, another kid went to summer camp. Because of you, another, you know, community in Africa got access to water. Dopamine all those things go off in your brain, and you want to do more. So there's increased card swipes. I want to use my card, my credit union card.
Yeah.
It also will increase deposits because they're saving now more in their savings department, which then translates to stronger lending power for the credit union. The other thing is that it gives them a halo effect within their community, because they're connecting, these credit unions are connecting with the nonprofits, and they're connecting their members to activities in the community that's doing good. So everybody wins in this scenario.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Sign me up. I love that. Oh my gosh. I'm not even a millennial or a Gen Y or Z or whatever they are.
It doesn't matter.
Obviously, I mean, I know, like you said, this is demographic agnostic. So yeah, this is awesome stuff here. Oh my gosh. Hey, before I let you go, tell me about your relationship or how you guys work with MSU Federal Credit Union. Because I know there's a CUSO relationship in there somewhere, something like that. Can you tell me how all that works real quick?
Right. So MSU Federal Credit Union engaged with us in conversations early on. I pitched at MDC, the Member Development Corp, and they saw us. We started in conversations and they got stronger and stronger, and they wanted to invest in us, but they couldn't because they're a credit union. So they created a CUSO, a holding company called the Reseda Group. And we were Reseda Group's first investment. They have since invested in upwards of 20, I think, different organizations at different levels.
Okay.
We're majority owned. They own 80% of Spave. Mm-hmm. And then others, they are wholly owned, and others are minority ownership. And so what MSU FCU, their acronym, does now, I'll say that fast.
I know.
They have private labeled, or not private labeled, but we call it custom labeled Spave. And now it's offering on the App Store and Google Play as MSU FCU Spave, powered or presented by Spave. And so they are able now to allow their members to link all of their bank accounts, even their Target card, Target Visa card, within that, so that they can see their whole financial picture, right? And they can engage them better in more meaningful conversations and understand what their needs really are.
Yeah.
And then they give them the ability to pick like six nonprofits that are in their that they have a commitment to within their community, and they can connect them and give them visibility within their app. Any Spave user can pick any nonprofit from the 1.5 plus million nonprofits that are in the IRS database. So you can pick anyone as long as it's in good standing and accredited in the IRS database. Yeah. So it's all good.
So you kind of customize it to your own personal beliefs and values and things like that. So oh my gosh, that works out really well.
Yeah, Mike, it's all about control, choice, convenience, confidence, and community. All of those five C's there. It's connecting the consumer to the community and to companies and to giving back.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, the reason why I brought that, I'm a big fan of MSU FCU. I mean, we've had them on the show actually a few times already in like the last couple of months. They're just one of the more progressive credit unions in the industry, and they really set the standard in many, many ways. And yeah, and to top it off, they're just good people there. So yeah,
they
it's really, really cool. April and her crew there do a fantastic job. So I'm glad to see you guys are affiliated with them, as well with any credit union, actually, for that matter. So hey, before I let you go, hey, where can folks find out more about Spave? Because I think there are going to be a lot of folks very much interested here.
Yeah, they can go to our website, spave.io. We're also on LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram and I think Twitter, I'm not sure, but our website is the best place to go to get more information, but you can download the app and give it a shot.
I'm going to check it out for sure.
Yeah. And that's on the App Store and Google Play.
Okay. We will put all those links in the show notes so people can get right to it and click on it and check it out and give you guys a shout if they have any questions or want to sign up as well. So yeah, great stuff here, Susan. Oh my gosh, I love this type of stuff. So, all right. Anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts here?
No, I'm just very grateful for this opportunity, Mike. Anytime we can talk about Spave and doing good in the world and sharing purpose and value every day, I want to do it.
Right on. I'm right there with you. So give me a shout whenever you want to come back on. All right, Susan, I'll let you get going because I know you're busy, but appreciate the time as always, and keep up the good work there. Okay.
Thank you.
You are.